know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I've asked Alex to put up Adele's picture on our Twitter and Facebook, the station's Twitter and Facebook, my Twitter and Facebook, because Adele is one of these stories that you helped liberate this year that just makes my heart, it just brings me to tears, to be candid. Joel Vanderspeck is back with me as well. Joel, indulge me here just for a second. But Adele was born, and her mother and father moved to a village in the southern part of Sudan. And when the raiders were coming in, there were seven Dinka girls, that's the tribe that she's from, that that were carried off for slavery. She was beaten, obviously very confused. She was afraid. She was shaking. That was the last day she ever saw her mother and father. She was given to an Arab slave master called Mohammed in this village called Gura, and she did housework for the family, cleaning and washing the clothes. But she was raped repeatedly by the master of the house. She was forced to say that she believed in Islam. And the treatment got so bad that they would call her monkey and dog, and this word that I feel bad using on American airwaves, because if you understand the actual meaning of it, it's worse than all the profanities you can put together to call a woman. But when the CSI, the Christian Solidarity International Retriever, found her, asked her if she was a Dinka slave, she told him that she was. He and his men went to the master's home. They negotiated the release. She came back to South Sudan. She said he gave them food on the way, and she had not eaten consistently her entire time. And then it's said that she is so happy to be back in South Sudan. But friends, I want you to go to my Twitter page or my Facebook page. I want you to get online, and I want you to see the smile that this girl has when she had come to the CSI recuperation area, and to understand the joy in her heart that she will no longer be raped by the master or the master's son or anybody else in the master's household, that she won't be required to do other people's work and be called names and beaten and mistreated for it. And that's because someone just like you listening to this show picked up a phone and said, I don't want Adele to have to go through that anymore. We have 26 people that are just like Adele, 26 that are begging for our help, that are praying that someone will hear their cry. And the question is, will we? I'm praying that we will. Right now, $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, a one-time gift of $250 sets another Adele free right now. Joel Vanderspeck, thanks for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792.